Pam Danziger is the president of Unity Marketing, a boutique marketing consulting firm providing business insight into the mind of the affluent consumer. She was the keynote speaker at the Park City Chamber Bureau's Fall Forum and started her presentation saying she's not a skier and there are many others like her. So even though Park City markets itself as a ski resort, she says there are other ways to bring the affluent non-skiers to town if Park City wants to get to the next level.
To be on people's lists and on the luxury consumer's list, you really need to offer more than just skiing and position yourself as a broader destination with more things to do and to see and to participate in than just skiing, because our research shows that only about 50% of the luxury travelers view active outdoor sports as either important or very important when it comes to deciding on a destination to visit.
Shopping is definitely high on the visitors' list of things to do, and Park City, she says, has positioned itself well by not encouraging the large luxury retail chains to move to town.
When luxury consumers shop, they are really looking for something that is small and boutique rather than big chains, because they have access to all of those big chains. And, you know, being just visiting the town this week, I saw that you had an awful lot to offer from a shopping perspective because you cater to more independent specialty boutiques, which is what people are really craving. They're looking for something different and unexpected, not the same old stores that are in the malls or on Madison Avenue or on Rodeo Drive.
While Park City's real estate market has really picked back up, Danziger says that's much different than purchasing consumer goods and services. The recent government shutdown, the debt crisis, and kicking the can until next February, she says, has not helped restore consumer confidence.
The thing about luxury is that nobody needs any of it anyway. So luxury is totally a discretionary purchase. Homes, on the other hand, are investments, and that's just a different animal, and it sort of taps into a different kind of buying mindset than does consumer goods and services. So since luxury is totally discretionary, people who don't feel particularly confident about what the money is coming from and how much has to go out can easily and very quickly pull back the throttle in terms of those luxury and high-end purchases.
The affluent, who represent the top 20% of American households, are those earning more than $100,000 a year. The number one reason the most wealthy take a vacation, she says, is to relax and enjoy the experience.
They want stress relief. Again, they live very busy lives. They live stressful lives. So they want something that's going to be really relaxing for them, get them off the grid. They're also looking for sights and sightseeing. And that's one of the things I found very interesting in Park City that needs to be brought out. I mean, there is a strong and powerful history that you can communicate. And part of that history is the Olympics and hosting the Olympic events, as well as the Sundance, which is what I would consider a cultural event. So people are looking for relaxation. They're looking for sights and sightseeing. And then number three, and very big, is food and dining. They want that kind of gourmet experience.
Those with money, she says, want the best but don't like to pay top dollar. So she suggests that Park City position itself from other resort destinations as offering high quality with value.
Unfortunately, when we hear the term value in shopping, we think of discount, but that's not what I mean. Luxury consumers are looking for value. They want a good return on the money they invest in an experience. And, you know, the example would be they want a five-star hotel experience, but they only want to pay a four-star price. Or they want a, 30-point Zagat dining experience, but they really want to pay only $30 or so for an entree. So we're not talking discount, but we're talking that you give them just a little bit more than what they're really paying for. People do not get rich by spending their money. They get rich by being careful and cautious and saving it. So, I mean, they want that $750 night experience, but if they can pay $500, hey, that's the best deal going.
That's Pam Danziger, the president of Unity Marketing. Given the uncertainty of the economy and the ability of the affluent to make last-minute travel plans, she suggests that Park City businesses could get some traction by marketing upcoming snowstorms or special last-minute deals during a slower weekend. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.